Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. This edition of Soundcheck is a reminder of what these sessions sounded like before the pandemic, when we actually had musicians live in our studio. Let's dip into the Soundcheck archives. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. One of the great things about having musicians come in over a span of time on the program is that we get to watch them develop, both as musicians and sometimes as people. When this trumpeter first joined us in 2010, he was Christian Scott. When he came back in 2012, he was Christian Scott Atunde Adjua, and his name and his then-current album reflected a musician reclaiming and exploring his African roots. Now Christian's back with an ambitious project called the Centennial Trilogy, marking the 100th anniversary of the first jazz recordings. But Christian's own music goes well beyond jazz, incorporating, among other things, electronics and elements of the southern hip-hop style known as trap. He and his band are back in our Soundcheck studio today, and they're going to play a piece called The Coronation of X Atunde Adjua. Thank you. Live music from Christian Scott Atunde Ajua and his band here in the Soundcheck studio. That song comes from his latest record, which is called Ruler Rebel, part of his Centennial Trilogy. And that piece is called The Coronation of X Atunde Ajua, with X Christian playing trumpet and laptop and effects. And good to have you back in our studio.
Man, I'm glad to be back. It's been a minute. I'm so glad to be here.
Lawrence Field still with us at the piano.
Absolutely.
Braxton Cook on saxophone, Max Moran on bass, Thomas Pridgen behind the drum kit.
Yeah, we're so glad to have Thomas with us. This is a reunion for us. We started all of this together, like 13 years ago, something like that. So it's been a minute since we actually hit in this context. So to have the young drum master to hit with us, we are honored.
You know. Yeah. So the gang's all here, and that is a song from the album Ruler Rebel. Who is the Ruler Rebel? Is that the coronation that's taking place
here? It's part of it. I mean, it's everyone. So we have three documents that are commemorating the 100th year anniversary of the first jazz recordings, but they do it in very different ways. Mm-hmm. The first document that you have, Ruler Rebel, is identifying who you are listening to. The second one is called Diaspora. This is who is being spoken to. All right, and I mean this macrocosmically when I say the diaspora. And the third record is ultimately the message, and this one is called The Emancipation Procrastination. So this record, a lot of the music that you're hearing points harder to my identity politics, the things that I like musically. I love trap music. You know, I grew up in New Orleans as a part of Afro Native American culture and community there. So, you know, you learn a lot about the rhythms that came from West Africa and how jazz actually came to be, you know, and that culture. So I wanted to mix in some of the Black Indian rhythms with, you know, rhythms that you get from places like Senegal and Gambia and Mali, like Casa Soto, Casa Laban, these things, and also the Latin Caribbean. So that record, it's really more rhythmically sort of in tune, whereas Diaspora is really more me featuring the other voices, like Braxton is all over that record. It really sounds like his record, really. And then The Emancipation is really us just stretching it out.
So it is, as you say, the centennial, 100th anniversary of the first jazz recordings.
Mm-hmm.
That would be who?
It's the original Dixieland Jazz Band, J-A-S-S band. Now, what's interesting about that is when I was a little boy, the older musicians had very negative feelings about this original recording because apparently it was really satire, right? Something that was supposedly made as a joke. And so, you know, my teachers were guys like Doc Cheatham, who you could argue is one of the architects of this music. Also Danny Barker, also same lineage. When he died, he was maybe close to 100 years old, and I was a little boy, so I grew up in that neighborhood around these men. And they would always speak about that. They would always say, when you guys get to be, you know, grown men, you know, to be the century mark for when these first recordings happen, and it's your job to make sure that you show what the actual tradition is. And that's something that I took seriously since I was a little boy and had been working towards since I was about 11 years old. The tradition in this music is to constantly be looking for new landscapes, new ways of approaching things, new ways of communicating, constantly reevaluating the way that you communicate. So that's what it is that we're up to. But this original recording, most New Orleanians are not very happy about it.
Yeah, they were somewhat dismissive of it. But the original Dixieland, as you say, Jazz.
J-A-S-S, yeah.
Yeah, Jazz Band. They did quickly change to Jazz Band.
Yeah. I have to clarify that because, you know, I'm a jazz guy. So it's like I say one thing and then it gets taken out of context and starts a damn war. But like when I was a little boy, if you said jazz in front of my great grandmother, you could get a bloody mouth. Like they'd view this was a very pejorative term. Jazz music was seen as J-A-S-S or jackass music was what it stood for. So to see what's grown out of that obviously is incredibly beautiful. And I'm glad that these guys decided that they were going to change the name and to try and deal with the music appropriately. But at first, it wasn't seen as a good thing. You look at, when you think about like bounce music and twerking and all of that stuff and the craze that happened with that, it's identical to what happened in New Orleans 100 years ago. It's the same exact idea. I don't know that people are aware of that. And it's part of the reason I like to speak about these things. It's just, you know, when you think about like bounce music, I mean, Max is a fellow New Orleanian of mine, and I'm sure that he sees this. A lot of people have like really belittling and pejorative ideas about that culture of music as being like bass and street and all of this stuff. But when you listen to the tenets of the music, it's actually a really beautiful culture of music. So it's sort of similar to jazz in that 100 years ago, there were people that were looking at this music and saying that this was Satan's music and the devil's music and that you shouldn't if you prescribe to a certain way of being or a certain moral or ethical sort of base, then you wouldn't be involved in jazz music. It's the same ideas that they hold about the music that's coming out of New Orleans now. Yeah. Maybe this music has the same type of potential, but I think there's something in the water. I think there's something definitely happening again right now, even though we're at this landmark of 100 years. I don't necessarily know that the new sound is going to come specifically out of jazz, but we like to think that we'll have a part of it.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things, you mentioned the original Dixieland Jazz Band, was their cornetist was white.
Yeah.
You know, they were an integrated band. Although I have to clarify that by saying he was Sicilian. So there were lots of white Americans in 1917 who would not have considered him
white.
You're white.
Yeah, I understand. Now, I years ago I read this book called, it was called Whiteness of a Different Color. And it spoke to how you could take someone that was Armenian or Welsh from all of these seemingly disparate places in Europe, and like within one generation they were white, and what that was and everything. So it's kind of interesting to hear that. You know, when I think of a Sicilian person, obviously that's a very specific space that this person is from. To think that an Italian person isn't white now is an absurd idea, right? Yeah. Deep.
Well, you
things know, change.
Yeah, yeah.
Be good to people.
So,
sorry, just keeping it real.
So identity politics, you know, that
it's
almost impossible to talk about any facet of culture, including music, without getting into that at some point.
Yeah.
So in the second album called Diaspora,
Diaspora,
you know, we get into some of that, I guess.
Yep.
Are the second and third albums in the trilogy done already?
Yeah, they're recorded. I mean, we're really fortunate. You know, I know these guys, sometimes I get on their nerves, but we rehearse really heavily. And so they're like a well-oiled machine. So, you know, we go into the studio for 4 or 5 days. We can knock out enough records, you know, maybe 3 or 4 records. I mean, the last time we did the stretch music, we also did 2 film scores and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, they're trained really well,
right,
and they're all really good. So I'm really lucky to be able to have Braxton Lawrence and Max Needs folks with us.
So the next piece you're going to play for us is from the forthcoming record.
Yeah, that's a little trap thing called The Walk.
All right, let's hear another live performance from Christian Scott, Atunde Ajua, and his band. They're here with us in the Soundcheck studio today. Ruler Rebel is the first album of the Centennial Trilogy. It's out now. This next piece is from the next record, which is called Diaspora. Here they are, live on Soundcheck. Thank you. That's called The Walk, and that is some music from a forthcoming record by Christian Scott Otunde Ajua and his band. The album will be called Diaspora. It's the second of his centennial trilogy, marking the 100th anniversary of the first jazz recordings. The first album in the series is Ruler Rebel. It's out now. When do we get to hear the rest of Diaspora?
We have some premieres coming up in some different spots. Press and stuff, so you'll be, if you stay cued to our social media, if you're on Instagram, CS_stretchmusic, or Facebook, Christian Scott Quintet, so all these different places online. But so you'll
and
see
each
the
of them
premieres.
With a different name.
I know.
You gotta do
I got to
do something.
You know, it's
that.
Funny though, it's so funny because it created all of these disparate realities of where where I am in the social environment. I definitely have to clear all of that up because I was actually having a laugh with a friend of mine because they went looking for the new record. And they went onto iTunes and they looked up Christian Scott. But there's a whole catalog of music under that name. You see what I'm saying? There's like 8 records already under that name. So they were confused because they couldn't find it, but some of my other records are there, right? Yeah. So but when they looked up Christian Scott Otunde Ajua, then they saw the last 2 ones and then it kind of popped up. So if you're having some issues with that, then just Google the whole name and then you'll be able to find everything.
When you chose Otunde Ajua, I mean, Tunde is a pretty common name, and especially in Manding.
Yeah, absolutely.
So did you actually research which?
No, my names come from sort of more inside, like New Orleanian thing. They come from the beginnings of the culture that I belong to. 2 Obas were said to have been from. Mm-hmm. So they're places, actually.
They're place names. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So you mentioned Stretch Music, which was the name of your 2015 album, but it's also
this is our concept. Yeah,
it's this,
and an app company. And all this is a lot.
So what
I'm doing it again.
I understand the Stretch Music app is being kind of rejiggered for the centennial project.
Yeah,
what
it's
going to
be great. Stretch Music, the app, is an app that we created. It's the first interactive media player of its kind in creative improvised music world. It's an app that allows the listener or the practicer to customize their listening or practicing experience through manipulations of the stems in all of the tracks. So as an example, if you play the trumpet, if you want to play my record without hearing me blow trash at you, then you can mute the trumpet, right?
Uh-huh.
You can solo any instrument. You can mute any instruments. There's also faders, so if, let's say you want a shadow of it as opposed to completely muting it, you can have that. You can pan any instrument from left to right. It comes with the charts and the lead sheets for every instrument for every song. There's also a looping function, so let's say you only want to listen to or play like a 4-bar passage and you just want that to loop, you can do that. And then the last thing that it has is tempo controlling. Yeah. So I can slow it down and speed it up without the key changing, which is really cool. So, but we're refitting it right now so that you can break up all this music as opposed to having to pay like one nominal fee to get everything. But we're also white labeling the technology. Like we just started a record label, Stretch Music Records, as a partner of Ropadope now. And so we signed a bunch of new artists and they're going to be making apps as well. I know Max is working on one, so I'm excited about that. His band is actually going to be working on one. And I think Braxton's going to be doing one too. But Braxton's already out here burning the streets up right now. He just dropped a new record and it's tearing up the scene right now, really high up on iTunes. So y'all go look for Braxton Cook because he's really cute, girls. In case y'all didn't know, he's really, really good-looking guy too. So,
and it's radio, so there's no way anybody can.
No one knows. No one knows I'm lying through my teeth. No, he's a good-looking guy. I'm just messing around.
And because it is radio, we don't actually get to see the instruments that you've been bringing to the studio over the years. But you design your own instruments.
Mm-hmm.
We've so far heard one of your trumpets, one of your earliest.
Oh, yeah,
trumpets.
I build these instruments. I have prototype instruments, my own line of trumpets. So if you go online and just look up like Christian Scott model instruments or trumpets, you'll be able to see them. They're made by a guy named Mill Adams in Holland through Adams Instruments, and they're incredible. I think this guy's the baddest horn maker on the planet. But the trumpet that I'm playing is actually the first instrument that I ever did this to. And this instrument was built by a guy named Christian Griego from Getzen and Edwards Instruments. And so it's a tilted bell trumpet. But a lot of people, when they see it, first thing they say is, oh, Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because the bell is tilted. But whenever I hear that, I cringe because it looks similar. But the instrument actually does the exact opposite of what his ended up doing, right? So he's got one more angle than this trumpet has, and then his second to last angle is a 45. So that back pressure allows you to be able to play upstairs with a little bit of ease, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one has one less angle, and the last angle is less abrasive. So the upper register goes away, but I can create multiple textures within the confines of the same horn. So I can make this horn sound like 4 or 5 different instruments, you know?
And then in the next piece, you're going to pick up a flugelhorn that looks like
maybe I'll play
a balloon animal or something.
You know, I didn't think that out. I think I'm going to play the trumpet on this one, too, because that flugel sound is really, really soft. And the next one is about some pretty hardcore shit. So,
but some of these instruments are quite whimsical.
You can say it. They're ugly.
No, they're really,
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, no, they really are. They're all.
Don't lie to me.
There are angles, but there's also lots of curves and loops and stuff. So,
yeah, no, someone told me that my flugel looks like a Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I promise I wasn't high when I made it. So it's just what happened.
All right. So we've been talking about Stretch Music, the concept and the app. Mm. Let's hear some actual
stretch music
from the album.
Absolutely. Okay.
You want to play Last Chieftain?
I'm going to play The Last Chieftain for you.
All right. Oh. Christian Scott Atunde Ajua and his band playing for us today here in the Soundcheck studio. The latest album called Ruler Rebel, it is out now, but we're going to go back 2 years for the album called Stretch Music for this piece called The Last Chieftain. We'll be right back. Last Chieftain, the name of that piece from Christian Scott Atunde Ajua, the trumpeter and composer and band leader, with Lawrence Fields on the piano, Thomas Pridgen behind our drum kit, Max Moran on bass, Braxton Cook on sax. Christian's new album is called Ruler Rebel, the first of his centennial trilogy. That piece is from his last record called Stretch Music. So, Christian, Ruler Rebel is out now. Volume two is Diaspora. And then the third volume is Emancipation Procrastination.
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. So what do you hope we get out of looking back at 100 years of jazz?
It really has more to do with what we're trying to do is to sort of deal with what's going on societally, right? Obviously, we have we wouldn't be doing what we're doing if we didn't have an incredible amount of respect and reverence for the original practitioners of this music. It's very difficult to look at what it is that they contributed musically without also looking at what they endured in their lives, right? Mm-hmm. And the types of things, sort of systemic things that have plagued these people's experiences, a lot of them still exist. And so a lot of what we're trying to do is to try and create a space where musically we're reevaluating the way that we communicate with the listener so that the listener then takes the step to reevaluate the way that they relate and communicate with other people as well. I think this generation, and when I say this generation, I mean anyone that's alive now, whether or not you're a baby boomer or it doesn't matter if you're 90 or you're 10 years old. We have a profound opportunity in front of ourselves. I think we can be the generation that really goes about the business of trying to eradicate some of these older ideas, these pejorative and belittling and sort of ideas that have sort of drudged around for a longer period of time. And we can do it in a way that has an incredible amount of grace and that finally recognizes that if you take the moment to actually sort of deal with the sameness between seemingly disparate groups of people as opposed to constantly trying to illuminate the differences, then we can build a reality that, you know, I'd like to gift to my children when they get here.
And there's a nice analogy to be drawn with stretch music.
Absolutely.
Which rather than, you know, trying to play up the differences between, find the commonality.
Absolutely.
And make music that way.
This is perfectly it.
Christian, always a pleasure to have you here.
The pleasure is mine.
Christian Scott Atunde Ajua and the band. This is Soundcheck. That soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.